The discovery of racist pictures on Governor Northam's yearbook page has students and faculty at campuses around the state combing through decades of old yearbooks to see if similar pictures are published in them. The University of Virginia in Charlottesville is one of those campuses. It turns out that the very name of their yearbook, Corks and Curls, has been identified as minstrel slang. Cork for the burned cork used to blacken faces, and curls for the crude Afro wigs that were a key part of the costume. The school's newspaper, the Cavalier Daily, has been looking into that, as well as the content of the yearbook. Books. The managing editor of The Daily, Abby Klucke, has been on that story, and she's with us now from Charlottesville, Virginia. Abby, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, there's a history professor at Princeton, Ray Lynn Barnes, who's done extensive research into the history of blackface and minstrelsy. She wrote an op-ed for The Washington Post, and she said that the yearbook name, Corks and Curls, was itself a reference to blackface. And I wondered if you'd ever heard that before, or have you ever heard anybody on campus talking about that before?
I personally had never heard that before, and from what I've gathered, neither had any of the other students on grounds.
So Corks and Curls was first published in the 1800s. What does your reporting tell you about the origin of the name?
So after we found out that through the Washington Post article that the name was a reference to blackface and minstrelsy, I looked just on their website, and on that website, they had a page dedicated to the yearbook's history, and they said that in 1888, when the first issue was published, they came up with the name Corks and Curls, and then they held a contest to determine the best rationalization of that name. And I spoke with the editor-in-chief of the Corks and Curls earlier this morning, and she told me that this story came from a secondhand source, so she took that down to replace it with the preface from the original 1888 edition.
And what does that say it's about?
So the explanation is that a cork represents an unprepared student who was called upon in class but who remained silent, like a corked up bottle, and a curl means a student who performed very well in class and who, when patted on his head by his professor, curleth his tail for delight thereat.
Do you buy that?
Not really.
Okay. Now, you've been poring over years of editions, and what have you found?
So we went through basically all of the ones from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and we were marking ones that had instances of blackface and other examples of appropriation as well. And most of them were within the context of fraternity parties and things like that. But we did find one that was more sinister. It was what looked like to be a staged lynching, and it was a bunch of people dressed in black cloaks holding shotguns, and they were surrounding a tree where what looked like a mannequin was hanging, and the mannequin's face was painted black.
Wow. Well, how have students, faculty, and the administration reacted to all these discoveries in UVA's old yearbooks? How are people responding to this?
So the night that we found that particular image, we posted that to our Twitter, and people were quote tweeting it and voicing their disgust, their horror, and some saying that they really were not surprised at all that we found something of that nature in these yearbooks. So professors have been voicing their opinions as well, saying that most people don't really understand the history of minstrelsy, and therefore blackface just was very rampant during the 70s and 80s especially. And students also, especially students of color, like one I interviewed, said that he had just bought his graduation gown, and in that picture that we posted, it looked like they were wearing graduation gowns or something with hoods. So that reminded him of what he was about to be doing, graduating from this school that is deeply rooted in racism.
Well, you know, to that end, though, I mean, UVA is founded by Thomas Jefferson, who owned hundreds of human beings. The university was built by enslaved labor. And then I think many people remember this very painful episode in 2017 where these neo-Nazi white supremacists were marching around in the area. I'm just wondering how this all, or does it, you know, fit into conversations that people have been having about all of this history?
I think it fits into the conversations that people have been having. And it really just goes to show that we need to be addressing our history and our really complicated past.
I understand that Corks and Curls folded in 2008 for financial reasons, because a lot of students weren't buying it, but that the Alumni Association relaunched it. Now that there is this discussion about the name, is there a conversation about changing the name, or what is the yearbook planning to do?
So as of right now, they are still active and they are still working on making the next issue for 2019. And I talked to the editor-in-chief, and she said that there is conversation about changing the name. She's been in contact with university officials about how to do so, but change will not be immediate.
That's Abby Klucke. She is managing editor of the Cavalier Daily, which is at the University of Virginia, and she's with us now from Charlottesville. Abby, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.